This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said he found leaders in the Middle East determined to prevent the conflict between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza from spreading.
We're heading now to Israel, where I'll have an opportunity to share with Israeli leaders everything I've heard thus far on this trip, and also to talk to them about the future direction of their military campaign in Gaza.
Blinken, in the region for a week of shuttle diplomacy, told reporters in Saudi Arabia that all of those he spoke to realized the extent of the challenges, adding no one thinks that anything will happen overnight. Analysts say Washington had largely excluded Turkey in diplomatic efforts to resolve the Israel-Hamas war. But as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the last few days signals things have changed.
Observers see the decision by Secretary of State Antony Blinken to start his latest regional Middle East tour with visits to Turkey's foreign minister and with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as symbolically meaningful. Analysts say Erdogan's backing of Hamas initially had Washington largely sidelining Ankara in efforts to resolve the Israel-Hamas war. But Blinken's visit indicates Turkey could have a role to play. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander in a strike in South Lebanon on Monday, sources familiar with the group's operations said, inflicting a heavy blow after 3 months of hostilities at the Lebanese-Israeli frontier. More than 130 Hezbollah fighters have been killed in hostilities since the group's Palestinian ally Hamas attacked Israel. This is VOA News. French Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne has resigned following political tensions over immigration, and President Emmanuel Macron's office says he will appoint a new government, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Elizabeth Borne's resignation follows the passage of contentious immigration legislation backed by President Macron, aimed at strengthening the government's ability to deport some foreigners, among other measures. Borne, France's second female prime minister, was appointed in 2022 after Macron's re-election for a second term. He posted on X, formerly Twitter, that her work has been exemplary every day. Macron's office says Borne will stay on until the president appoints a new government in the coming days. I'm Julie Walker.
Brazil has observed the anniversary of last year's uprising in the capital when thousands of supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro invaded government buildings and called for a military intervention to remove President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from office. Several demonstrations in defense of democracy were set to take place on Monday across the South American country. U.S. President Joe Biden compares election lies to white supremacy, campaigning on a grim theme about threats to truth and democracy. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Biden spoke from the pulpit of Charleston, South Carolina's Mother Emanuel AME Church, where 9 black churchgoers were shot down in a racist attack in 2015.
You brought down the Confederate flag in South Carolina.
The president criticized the Republican frontrunner for lying about the election and glorifying rather than condemning political violence.
He's a loser.
Biden's trying to energize black voters and underscore what he thinks is at stake in the November election.
Now they're trying to steal history, telling us that violent mob was, and I quote, a peaceful protest.
In the 2020 primary, after a spirited endorsement from Representative James Clyburn, South Carolina helped propel Biden to his party's nomination. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Joe Biden does not plan to fire Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin after his failure to disclose his hospitalization last week, officials said on Monday, as the U.S. Defense Department disclosed a second hospital stay that was kept secret from the White House. Biden's administration attempted to quiet a political furor that has erupted following revelations over the past several days that Biden, who's running for re-election, did not know his defense secretary was in the hospital for several days. Some prominent Republicans, including Donald Trump, called for Austin to be removed from his job. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA